sort of in the tool.
All right, it is 6 o'clock and we're going to call the meeting of the Summit Hill Board Policy Committee meeting to order. Doing a roll call, Mr. Ward.
Here.
Mrs. Kolbacher.
Here.
Mr. Maron here and Mrs. Raines. We have no public comments as we have no public. Moving on to the business items, so we're going to dive right into the policy updates. All right. So I'm on page 8. Is this where we're starting then? 19? Oh, I'm just got to go through the bus updates here. Okay, page 19.
Well, they've made some things very much more clear than they were in past compatible boards.
Yeah.
Okay.
So any of the following? Yeah, I mean, all they got rid of incumbent, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody have a problem with that?
Nope.
We spelled out the word 5 instead mm-hmm. of the number 5.
Right.
Somebody got paid to put that change in there. Animal experiments and dissection, they just added headers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm on page 23, districts.
Question. There was verbiage in here about not being liable if things disappear while we're using them. But what if, and I know we have filters and firewalls and all those things, but how are we liable and are we liable if something comes up that we didn't want to show kids?
As in making it through the filters?
Yes.
Good question. I will find out.
Okay. Because I do think that's possible. You can't come up with every little catchphrase. And
if the kids are trying to circumvent the filters.
Right.
Not that I'm saying that happens,
right.
But I was 12 once.
Absolutely.
All right. So this is just authorization access. Yeah, we're just changing words here on page 23. Nothing significant. Nothing on 24. And number 25 is the same as 23. This is just footnotes on 26 and 27. We got nothing.
I did have a question in this area as well. Going back to transgender students. I know there's, again, verbiage in here about what they have rights to and so forth, but watching the Olympics today, I noticed a little blurb about a transgender athlete, a former female who is competing as a male. Do we have something in place in our policy or in our handbook or wherever that belongs? Should we have a child, a transgender child, want to try out for a team that was typically one sex or the other?
We do not, because it's so unsettled.
Right.
That legal counsel is not putting in the verbiage.
So leave it out for
and
now.
And what we can do is a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
And I believe that's how we handled the previous.
And it's probably better to not have policy because then it can be broken.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Good question.
So you're exact, though. Is this someone that has gone through all the
mm-hmm.
changes?
It was because they showed a picture of him sitting in the locker room with no shirt on.
So the biggest thing that I've heard is that for professional sports or at the Olympic level, for someone transitioning from a male to a female, they have to go undergo testing to make sure testosterone levels have subsided to an acceptable amount for some period of time.
Mm.
But I know that there's different rules that high schools have applied because obviously you don't have that rigor. So, you know, it's everything from MMA as a female fighter.
I didn't
now.
Know that all went away.
Yeah. No, there's, and like I said, I know high schools have had issues with that. We have not yet, but I think right to your point, it's such a gray area.
Right now it is, yes.
Yeah, wait until they sort it out.
Okay.
All right.
If it ain't broke yet, let's not try and fix it.
Yeah.
So we've got page 30 is the next one.
Are you on administration?
Yeah.
No, that's 29?
I meant 30, 29 just had a footnote.
Yep, got it.
And 30 is where the change is then.
And we do not keep a supply, just to let you know. For the school district supply of the auto injectors, we do not keep a supply.
We do not keep that? We discussed this last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we don't have a doctor's note to actually keep a supply on hand. The kids who need it, bring it.
And what about that other medication?
We don't have that either.
Okay. And I was hoping we'd, at this level,
because it's optional.
Yes.
So it has to be, and so it has to be the specific prescription for the child.
Correct.
And we're not doing any backup.
Correct.
Our backup is
the parent bringing, having
the parent or
yeah, so every year I have to bring an epinephrine pen to Connor School, check it in with the nurse, go through that whole thing. There's a form that we fill out and then sign away so that she can administer or he can administer that. And then we're responsible. Every year we collect the unused one, and then every year we bring a new one back to school.
Okay.
And does he keep one on his person? Or no?
He keeps one in his backpack. And our main concern there is the bus ride, because if a bus ride is over 5 minutes, right, you have a problem. Mm-hmm. It was a bigger concern, obviously, when he was younger. You know, now he's older.
He's managed
but,
it,
right,
yeah.
Right. But there's one in whatever he carries with him on the bus, just for that, you know, purpose.
As there should be, yeah.
Yeah. Too many stupid things on the bus stop before you get on the bus.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we don't have anything to really react to on those. Okay.
This is all
student records. We've got footnotes on 33, 34, 35, footnotes on 36.
Question about, sorry.
Yeah. So,
do board members have access to teachers' files?
I think a board member has access to anything.
Okay, just
to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay. You're the leadership of the district.
Okay.
Why?
Past history, I just was curious.
Oh, I didn't know if it tied into some language.
No.
Okay.
No.
Rich, on page 35, the biometric information collection, we do not do that.
Okay.
So I just struck it.
I thought that was interesting. I mean, yes. It gets to the point where we're taking eyes.
Retina scans
and all that.
Well, remember, new PCs locked by facial recognition. So, right,
what?
Windows 10 has the ability, when you open it, if there's a camera on top of the PC, it can recognize.
I didn't know that.
She doesn't watch TV. Right. She would have seen
I don't watch that kind of
It's the guy from Big Bang Theory. And what can happen is you can have multiple accounts on a PC, and when you open it, it recognizes you, and it'll...
See, and I thought my new phone, where I just touched it, my fingerprint was cool, but...
New thing on the portable devices is, if you're watching a movie or a video, and you turn your head to the side, it pauses.
Oh my gosh.
So. I don't know if your mouth falls open and you look up, if it shuts
up. And it reaches out and slaps you.
Right. Mine dials 911 over and over again. Sorry, I thought you were gone.
Oh, God.
My fingerprints don't register on any electronic. So like a TWIC card, which is a government card and so on, I have to have a punch code because my fingers won't recognize. I guess I should rob banks.
Okay.
And get away with it.
So this said, booster clubs, we can let them use the district's name and seal and all that, which we already do.
We're doing on number one on the footnote, the boards that want to require all parent organizations and booster clubs to have a 501c3 status. We're moving in that direction ever so slightly with our athletic boosters because of the amount of money they generate.
Yeah.
But that's our baby step this year. And then perhaps going to the other organizations, but I don't believe we'll be touching SELs because of the amount of money.
Right.
It's just regenerated back in.
And like it said, they can't earmark money either, so you can't say, well, we're raising money for this or that. You give everything, and the district decides how it's spent, which That's good.
Reserve recognized liaison to the parent organization. Board encourages but does not require individuals to follow the channels of authority prior to following a grievance. Okay. That's on page 39.
Mm-hmm. Seems encourages. Like, okay.
Seems like a plan, right? We don't require it. If you want to jump right to the top, but we're not going to have any idea what's going on. Okay. And then 41, where are we at here? These are just the...
These are the, what is it, the five-year review? I believe, what, the school district, am I in the right place?
I've got vaccines. It just says current board policies that are highlighted in present.
Those are just the match. That's why I have two files.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is what was...
So the five-year plan starts from the back?
Yeah, the five-year plan goes...
We did the five-year review.
Yeah, I thought we did.
It should be on 52, I think.
Yeah.
It's on the back.
Yep. There's your five-year review.
So what are we supposed to do with this?
This is just a review, and they're going to do the same thing as your other ones with maybe footnotes, updates, and things of that nature.
Didn't we just do this with Sean's last year? We went through the whole board.
Well, no, this is from press.
Oh, okay.
They're doing a five-year review.
Right.
Okay.
So they give it to us, and then we have to go through it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so what page are we on?
52.
52. I got that right, huh? Okay.
So there's really no changes here. Oh, I see. They've got a couple.
Couple of changes here.
So page 55, we've decided that we're going to write out all numbers now. That's an important add.
On 53, we'll probably have to add a union school district for the lunches as an IGA.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be one thing we would do. And keep, the park district in 843.
You know, when I was reading this today, too, I thought, I know that everybody knows that we have intergovernmental mm-hmm. agreements with the park district, and certainly that we work hand-in-hand with Lincoln Way and so forth, but do you think we communicate specifically enough what we do to partner with those organizations? Like, to really put it out there, maybe quarterly when we do a...
Like a newsletter?
A newsletter to say, you know, these are the things that we did jointly with...
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah. I think talking about the shared facilities and letting everybody know what the park district does for us as far as maintenance.
Right. And Wildcats are using our gyms. I mean, just put it out there so they know it's a very community-based school district as well.
Even talking about the dollar amounts that we've saved, right? Mm-hmm. Just with the mulching, the snow plowing, we have cost avoidance there. And I really don't think people get that right, because I've had people ask how much the park district pays to rent the gyms for soccer.
Right, and they have no idea.
They don't. Right. And they go, oh, well, and I said, well, they plow our... Right.
Right.
And it's all the same taxpayers. So if we charge them,
like I said, they know we work together, but I don't think they know how, and I don't think they know how much of a savings it is.
And not all districts overlap like we do.
Right, that's correct. Okay. Where are you, Rich? 56?
Yeah, I'm past that. I was along.
Walking through.
I didn't see any.
There's nothing.
I didn't see anything up to 61. We're back to footnotes.
Okay.
Sixty-four's got a bunch of footnote changes. Saying take the footnotes out, they spend a lot of time on it. We have a lot of paper dedicated to footnotes.
Well, you got to justify that policy book.
Right. The 800 lawyers they have on staff. Well, that's just a website.
I don't think there's anything else.
No.
There's anything else.
And then we got the current policies in the back.
Yep.
All right.
I also really like the way our chain of command is spelled out in that chart. I think it makes it very easy to see.
And very easy for,
yes, to reference people to the chain of command. It's easy for them to understand.
Okay, we are through the policy updates. Again, still no public comments. Future meeting dates, August 24th, 2016, Mary Drew Administrative Center, 7 p.m. is the regular board meeting. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All those, oh, second.
Second.
All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And we are adjourned. Thank you.
All right, sorry. A little slow on the uptake.